Hello, boys. Welcome to this month's guided masturbation. This month, we are going to be focusing on submissive posture. Don't worry, you will still be instructed on how to touch yourself, but I thought we would go a little bit further into your submissive training. Would you like that? Good. So if you're not undressed, make yourself so. It doesn't matter which room you perform this in. You can do it in your bedroom or the living room. You can do it when other people are in the house, or you can do it when you're completely alone. It makes little difference. So, the first posture we are going to do is table posture. Some people call this all fours. I don't, because there are many, many all fours positions. I don't want you to get them confused. That would earn you a serious slap on the ass. So, for table posture, get down on your hands and knees. Make sure your knees are in line with your hips and your wrists are in line with your shoulders. Don't arch your back. Don't hunch your back. Make sure it is completely straight. Keep your head down. Very good. If you can do this in front of a mirror, that would be very helpful, because then you can see how straight your back is. And you will also be able to see your cock dangling in between your legs. And you're not allowed to touch it yet. What I want you to do is crawl and get yourself a book or something flat, and then crawl back to your position, readjust yourself, and place the book on your back. This is good training for you. You should be able to balance this perfectly, even if you're touching yourself, which I want you to do now. Take your hand, reach between your legs, and start pumping. And if that book falls, well, you have to stop. But as long as the book remains, you may pump that cock. Start slowly. Nice and easy. That's good. Run your thumb over the tip. Use the pre-cum to get it nice and wet. Now start pumping faster. Faster. Keep that back straight. Good. Now I'm going to give you 10 seconds. To pump as hard and fast as you can. Go. Stop. Right, now we are getting into our next posture. And it's a little bit different, so take the book off. Put it on the ground. Now, arch your back. Stick out your ass. And bring your head up. Good. This accents the curves of your body. This is a very good position for a playful spanking. In fact, reach back, give yourself a few light spanks. I think 10 will do the trick. Good. Now, I want you to crawl around the room like a cat. Keep your head up, keep your back arched, and move your ass as you crawl. Well, aren't you just a pretty, pretty little kitty? Crawl. Keep crawling around. Do that for the next 20 seconds. I want you to get really into the mindset of a cat. Imagine you're my pretty little cat. Right. Now, it's time for my little kitty to get his reward. So, maintaining your posture, reach between your legs and start pumping again. I want you to start slow and languid, graceful. Very nice. Oh, you're such a good boy. So, so good. Look at that lovely little ass. I love it when you arch your back and stick it out so I can see it properly. Good, now go faster. Faster. Oh, good boy. Good kitty. Right, now switch hands. Slow and languid to begin with. Get that pre-cum all over the cock. That's nice. That's very nice. Oh, you're such a good, good little kitty, aren't you? I'm going to give you another 15 seconds to pump, and then I'm going to tell you to stop. Right, boy. Now I want you to get into prostrate position. This is also called prayer position. You are still on your knees, but I want you to put your forehead and chest on the floor. Keep your ass reasonably elevated and put your hands out in front of you. Because this means you're praying to me. You are worshipping me exactly as you should be. Now, I know this is a little bit unorthodox, but I want you to do silent meditation for a whole minute. I don't want you to move. I don't want you to think. I just want you to retreat inside your head for that minute until you hear my voice again. Understand? Good. Let's begin. Okay, boy, I'm back. How did you find that? Did you find it relaxing? Did you find it frustrating? Well, it's okay. Because the truth is, it doesn't really matter how you found it. The point is, you obeyed. So, if you were a good boy and stayed still and silent for that whole time, you may take one hand and reach between your legs and start pumping again. However, if you didn't, if you moved, shifted, or were annoyed by this request, then just skip to the next pose. You do not get to touch yourself. Right. Now squeeze your cock. Good boy. Squeeze it tightly. Now let it go and pump. Good. Just go fast. No more slow and languid feline motions. Just worship your goddess with your body. This is her cock you're playing with, and you are playing with it at her command. I want to see some real passion in your worship. Okay, good boy. Now, let's go to the next posture, which is ask posture. Now, take your chest off the floor, stretch your arms out in front of you again, and put your palms up. This is a wonderful posture to use if you want to ask your mistress for something. Or, if you simply want to ask, how may I serve you, mistress? This is a very good one. This is a position I would encourage you to get into of your own accord, whereas other positions you will be ordered into. I do like giving boys a little bit of free rein, as long as they remember who and what they are, and how little they matter in the grand scheme of things when it comes to their mistress's desires. Importantly, make sure just your forehead is on the floor. Maybe the tip of your nose. Your arse must still be elevated, of course, in case your mistress wants to play with it. Imagine I am walking around you right now. I am considering your request. All I want is for you to beg prettily enough for it. So tell me, darling, what do you want? What do you want from your mistress? Do you want to come? Of course you do. But not quite yet. What else do you desire? Do you desire to serve me? So, I'm going to give you 30 seconds, and I want you to imagine I'm standing right in front of you, and I want you to say out loud what it is you are asking of me. I don't know if I really want to grant your request. I think you have to give your mistress a bit of a show. So reach between your legs again and start pumping. I'm standing behind you, so spread your legs a little bit more so I can see what's going on down there. Very good. I want you to wank yourself off while begging me for what it is you desire. I can't hear you. Say it louder. I don't care if there's anyone else in the house. Say it out loud. What do you want? What do you want? I don't think you're pumping fast enough. I don't think you're begging prettily enough. I'm going to give you 15 seconds and then I'm going to decide whether you can come or not. Stop. No, you can't come. We still have one more position to go through. Now this one is called floor position. This one I normally use for boys who have been a little cheeky. They need to be put back in their place, which is, of course, at my feet. So, lie flat on your belly, with your arms by your side. Keep your body nice and straight. Now, obviously, you can't touch yourself in this position, can you? So why don't you try rubbing off against the floor? If it's carpet, it might be painful. It might be messy. But I want you to do it. I want you to show me how desperate you are to come. I can't really tell if you're taking your training seriously. Are you taking your training seriously? If you are, give me a show. Move those hips up and down. Drag that cock along the floor. Make the floor wet, messy, filthy. Like the filthy, untrained boy you are. Stop. Sadly, boy, I might have gotten your hopes up. I was never planning on letting you come. Why? Well, because this is training. And you are still in the very early stages of it. So why would I give you a reward when you haven't achieved anything yet? So here's the deal. I want you to practice these postures every day for the next week. And if you manage to do them well, then you have my permission to come. Just not right now. And before I go, I want you to remain in floor position for another 3 minutes. Why? To please me, of course. Should there be any other reason? No. Goodbye.